It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora City Council will vote tonight on whether to order an independent investigation of the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
McClain was walking home from a store when he was confronted by police last year. In the resulting altercation, an officer put him in a chokehold and an EMT injected him with the sedative ketamine. He died a few days later. The official autopsy didn't determine a cause of death, and no one involved has faced sanctions. Council members pushing for the independent investigation want to review the actions of police and paramedics during the incident, as well as what happened afterward. They also want to know how the police department handled the use of force review and what went into the DA's investigation that didn't charge the officers. The investigation will also look into the use of ketamine in these situations. The result of this work will be made public, and investigators will be asked to make policy, procedure, and training recommendations. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Denver police came between two groups of demonstrators Sunday at Civic Center Park. The demonstrations were about the police. A Denver-based country music band hosted a rally to celebrate police officers. It was met by a larger counter-protest against violence by police. Police officers tried to keep the opposing rally-goers from fighting with each other. Voters in Grand Junction could decide on allowing retail marijuana in the city. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the city council is considering a ballot measure and looking at potential tax revenue and whether marijuana businesses have been shown to contribute to crime or underage use. With council approval, a measure would be on the city's ballot next spring. Bandimere Speedway's biggest race of the year will be postponed again amid concerns about crowd size. The Mile High Nationals was already delayed to August 7th. There is no new date for the event put on by the National Hot Rod Association. The track in Morrison is under a court order limiting crowds to 175 people. The Front Range has highs in the 80s and 90s this afternoon with a chance for rain. This is CPR News.